Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we look ahead to this weekend's 2023 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, plus the Kosafa Cup, which is coming up in Durban next month.
We'll hear from South Africa coach Hugo Broos ahead of their clash against the mighty Morocco in Johannesburg on Saturday. But first, let's get the thoughts of Botswana coach Mokgomotsi Mompote as they prepare to host Libya in Francistown.
Okay, coach, thank you very much for joining us on the Kosafa Show. We are honored to have you with us here today. As the first question, you are no longer in the running for a place in the next Africa Cup of Nations finals in the Ivory Coast. So what are you thinking about in terms of using these last two qualifiers, the one this month and the one in September? Is it sort of planning now for the World Cup qualifiers that are going to be starting in November?
Yes. I think it's all about the preparations for the World Cup. We'll be using this game of Kosafa. Remember, there's a China game that will help us to prepare for the World Cup in November.
And coach, obviously you had that excellent draw against Tunisia at home this time last year, and that result must surely give you a glimpse of the potential that your team has against, you know, the powerhouses from the continent.
Yeah. We have boys, a pool of players that are able to, you know, to showcase their talents. And I believe with time and good preparation, any team coming here, we can give. And if you remember well, we lost 1-0 to Libya through penalty. It was a dubious one. And I should think today, tomorrow, when we meet them, we try to, you know, to put everything into that game so that we become a winner, more especially when it comes.
Coach, we've seen how your captain, Die Klokwe, has flourished in South Africa, Moving, of course, to Kaizer Chiefs now. Yes. The league seems to have really helped his game improve. Are there other players in your squad you feel can make the step up the same way that Die Klokwe has?
Yes, we have Die Klokwe. We have Tumio Rubonyi in Algeria, Khato Mounsiwa in Algeria. Then we have Saka Nying also in Morocco. My wish and hope is to have as many players as we can playing, you know, their football outside the country, because that will help us in terms of experience and exposure for these international games. And we have so many players here whom I believe during this Kosafa, I will just try to invite the people to come and watch, see them how they are best doing their game, playing their game. Maybe you can have one or two, three players in, you know, playing in South Africa or in other countries. That will help to help us in terms of, you know, the growth of the football in this country.
Coach, you mentioned the Arabania in Algeria and other players who have moved from Botswana overseas, but are you also actively searching for players with Botswana roots in other leagues? I know you brought in Anthony Mahoto from Sweden, I think it was last year, but are there other players out there that you're looking at?
Yes, there's another boy, Brian Wilson, in Australia. He's a Botswana boy by birth and doesn't have a passport. I'm working on the clock to bring Benny also in the passport, but one year there. But there are a lot of player boys outside. There's another two, I mean, three boys in America. I'm still searching for those boys to come here because bring them here with their the experience from a foreign country. That will help us in terms of improving our boys here and having confidence that they might also, you know, have a chance to go outside and play showcase their talent outside. I'm busy, you know, trying to engage each and every boys who are playing outside. And it will help us to bring those kind of boys. You remember when playing Equatorial Guinea last, 24 players there, they are foreign players playing in Spanish league. In France. So now, if you have at least 10 of those kind of boys in your team, you know that they can match any country in Africa, they can this continue.
Coach, let me ask you a little bit about the league. Your league seasons just finished a few weeks ago with Galaxy winning, Gaborone United came second. You didn't have league football for a long time because of COVID. What's your assessment of the standard of the competition? Has it improved from pre-COVID era?
Yes, improved a lot because I didn't expect the teams to be like where they are now because of the COVID. And I'm happy with that because in my selection pathway, I will always look into those teams who are on top, best of four in the league. Not denying other players who are doing well in that. In their teams there. But the rest of the players, most of the time we look at the Galaxy and the experience of the CAF, Gaborone United also, the Stancy Brawlers, Rapa, those are the teams that most I see that players from there, but not in the top. That's our selection.
Coach, you mentioned the CASAFA Cup earlier. That's coming up now in Durban from July 5th to 16th. You have some good memories of that competition. You took Botswana to the final in 2019, I believe it was. You are in a tough pool this year alongside hosts South Africa, Namibia, and Eswatini. What do you make of that group?
Yes, my intent, like last year we went for a play final in South Africa. So my intent now is to come out of the group because playing so many games there will help us even know better preparations for the World Cup with the boys that I have. And with all costs, we'll try level best to come out of the group, go to the knockout stage. And for you to be the best, you have to play the best. And if you intend to lose focus and say that group is one of the, you know, the good one, and you don't prepare yourself to put effort in everything that you are doing, you'll be knocked out immediately or in the group. So intention here is to go out of the group. Looking at the Namibia, South Africa, Eswatini, okay, they are the best, and most of the Namibian players are playing. And South Africa is always, you know, a hoodoo team to us. But we try coming out of the group.
And coach, even though CASAFA is a regional tournament, what would it mean to Botswana as a footballing nation if you were to win the trophy?
For the first time, it will be, you know, a massive to us, because we also want to have our hands or put our hand in that cup, because our cup, since inauguration to date, we have never. But we went for the finals twice or thrice, losing the final. We still want to work hard to win that cup for our name's sake, and to show people that this is a Southern Cup, and they are also, you know, eligible to win it. And in terms of preparedness of the players and the scouts that side, it will also help us. Because going to the final, it means we have a good or better players who can play outside the country. And that way they will go look at the finals. Maybe one or two players, you know, employed there in South Africa or elsewhere in the country.
And coach, just about your squad, and you did briefly touch on it before, what sort of squad composition do you want to bring? Do you want to bring a lot of young players to give them experience? Do you want to bring an experienced squad already? What's in your thinking?
Yeah, started with the boys 2019. So I brought most under 23 boys last year also. Now I will try to mix, because it's not about CASAFA. It's the preparation for World Cup. And for us, to prepare our team properly, it means to bring our best, even if I will not call the foreign players, but whoever is being called here, we try to look at the boys that will, working on the preparation for the World Cup. So that it will help us. Last year we brought young boys and we lost Madagascar. We did well because we managed to beat Eswatini and then lost to Madagascar. That was one game that we could have qualified for Chan for the first time also. So now we are trying to bring our best players so that prepare them for coming Chan and the World Cup.
Coach, let me ask you about the game at the weekend. You made a reference already to the fact that you felt you guys were given a hard deal away in Libya. Those sort of refereeing decisions across the continent, we see a lot of, and obviously it's a big irritation to coaches like you. Does it give you and your players a little bit of extra spur, extra motivation now this weekend to right those wrongs and to prove that you were given a hard deal in Libya by showing them on the field what you're capable of?
Yeah, we try to work. It is the water under the bridge. We seem to forget quickly, and we think positively about the game, knowing that each and every game to us is important, and we have never had a tight schedule like now, whereby we play a Chan, play Kosafa, we play qualifying games, World Cup, and it will help us, of course, yes. We will try to put everything into that game because we want at all costs to win it, just to see ourselves in a better position for the Group J. I think it will be a good thing for us. It will be a massive for us. When we know that we'll be left to miss home, and it's not easy. Without to win them at their home, but with good plan like now, I believe we'll do that.
And coach, the game is going to be played in Francistown again. Does that make a difference to you in terms of how you prepare or where you play the game, or would you prefer to be in Gaborone when that stadium is ready?
Yes. The only problem is the Gaborone Stadium is not yet. They are still working on the national stadium to host this kind of games. But the Francistown is always our home, and we always want to play in Francistown because playing in Francistown always gives us advantage in terms of the ground we are used to, even the crowd coming north, east, and west of the country, because Gaps is far from there. So we always take them to the people, and we always have a packed stadium. But in terms of the game itself, and I think it's good to always play away from Gaborone, looking at the fact that Francistown Stadium is the best so far in this country.
Coach, last question from us. Botswana is often described as a little bit of a sleeping giant in African football, just because of your economic prosperity, the strength of your country, but maybe you don't have enough population, that it's quite a small, there are not that many players to pick from. Do you feel one day, because there are many countries with small populations who still do well in football, we look at Croatia or the Netherlands, etc. Do you feel Botswana is still boxing a little bit under your weight division, that you can become a heavyweight somewhere in the future?
Yes. I believe so. I believe so. Like now, Equatorial Guinea, the population is smaller than our population, but they are doing well in terms of football. We are saying the preparation or our structure, or especially the under 17, under 20, we need to give them so many games, competitive games, so that they get used. Our problem here is that the only games that we are playing is CASAF, and it comes one. After that, there's no competition. Under 23, we have only Olympic after 4 years, meaning most of the boys who have been graduating from under 20, under 17 to under to senior team, they don't have enough games in terms of competitive games to prepare them for this kind of competition, AFCON and World Cup. So the time when the World Cup or AFCON comes, you find that all these young boys, they've been rooted, not practicing, not given games. So if you can improve on that, I think at long last, a powerhouse also. Because the competition is 70, but in our country, most of the time, find that we don't have many tournaments for the boys to play. We are seeing, we've been trying to work around the clock to talk to other, you know, South African countries to have at least a tournament for four nation tournament every year, just to prepare those boys to know how best it is. If you can help South Africa, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Mozambique, and this year we host in Botswana, next year they host there, just like that, will be a good for us, because the boys will feel how tough it is to play those kind of games. And they will grow with that mentality, knowing that to play for the national team, there is a huge understanding of the game, tactically, physically, and that will help us to develop good players who can compete with the rest.
Both South Africa and Morocco have already qualified for the Cup of Nations finals in the Ivory Coast, but that does not mean Saturday's clash at Soccer City does not have some relevance, as the Bafana coach Hugo Bruce explains.
This is not camp as usual, so we had already a pre-camp last week. Many players stopped the competition on the 20th of May, so we are already 3 weeks further. So I think it was necessary to have this pre-camp, and I was very happy with what we did during that camp. The players were motivated. It is not easy to motivate if normally you are on holiday. But again, I was very satisfied about the job and the work they did during that camp, and it was certainly necessary to do it. Secondly, we are here in the High Performance Center. Why we are here? Because I wanted to have some more data about the physical condition of the players, not for immediately, because we can't work with those data because we are only 1 week together. But we will certainly use them for preparation for AFCON. Therefore, we do it now, and we will do some tests in September, other tests in September, so that we have a good view on the physical condition of the players, and that we can work as we have to work during the preparation for AFCON. Now the game of the end of the week against Morocco, it's a special game in that sense that, everything is decided. Morocco and we are already qualified for AFCON, but that doesn't mean that this is for us a friendly game. I think, and I said it already on television a few days ago, if players are not motivated to play that match, I think it's better that they go home, because they are professionals. You're playing against the third best team of the world for the moment. So I think it's always good for a professional player to test yourself against those players. I'm sure that what we did the last 8 months make us better. We started with that in September, and suddenly, also for me, I don't say it's a surprise, but the other way, suddenly, yes, the puzzle was complete. And from that day, we nearly worked with the same team and same players till now. We had good friendly games, and then we had those two important games against Liberia. The first game was for me a little bit frustrating, but what we did in Liberia, even we played against a team who was ranking much higher or lower, is the fact you see it, than we. But you have to go to Liberia and win that game. It was not an easy game. They believed in it because they played a draw here in Joburg. Plus the fact we played on a synthetic field is not easy. Also the circumstances. So we did a very good job there, and we qualified us. And I'm very happy for that. Because imagine that we have to play for a victory next Saturday. And there is still a game in September, Morocco-Liberia. And with knowing our result at that moment, I was a little bit anxious. So therefore, I'm very happy that we are qualified already. And we will try to show our progress next Saturday. I'm sure that we will have a good game. The guys are motivated, I see that. The vibe is good in the group. But again, and I asked it already last week on television, don't start criticizing this team if we lose. What happened against France last year was not honest, was not fair. You're playing last year against a world champion. You play again now against a team who was third in the World Cup. It's not a little performance. It's a fantastic performance, certainly for an African team. It never happens. So that means that this team is strong. And when you see player by player, they all play in big teams. I read today that, for example, Amrabat is going to Barcelona. So that means that you have high quality players, but testing ourselves against those players is very important for our team. And again, if we lose that game, okay, we lose it. But I think for us, it will be a good game to learn a lot again and to know what we have to do and what we have to improve in the next months to have a good AFCON. At the other side, if we should win, don't think we have a world team. This is not true either. It should be very good. It should give us a boost if we could win against Morocco. But again, this is not the moment to tell or to say, oh, we have a big team now. Not at all. Not at all. We have still a lot of work to do, and we will do it, I'm sure, because the guys are open for everything and they will improve. But therefore, again, this game is only a test for us to see, comparing with the game of last year in Morocco. We lost 2-1, sorry. We lost 2-1, but we were dominating nearly all the game except the first 20 minutes maybe. So we will see next Saturday how it will be. And for me, the only thing which is important in that game is our performance. Not the result, not something else. Only the performance of our team. And I hope we can have a positive result. I hope it. If it's not, it can be a very good, can have been a very good game for us. Certainly. Certainly if we lose, because I will look through the result and I will only see and look at the performance of our team.
That's it for another episode of the Cassava Show. We'll be back with another show in a fortnight's time.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.cassava.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.